We all have choices to make. Like right now. It's The Choice Is Yours, built by Jared Companies. You have a choice, so when you have a need for site and utility work, fire protection, concrete and asphalt services, the choice is simple. It's Jared Companies. For more, visit JaredCompaniesInc.com. The choice is yours, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is that time of the week, time for The Choice Is Yours here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Jared Companies, above and beyond industry standards, the only company you need for site work, fire protection, paving, and concrete needs. They do it all. A wide range of services, including grading, excavating, drainage, and more. If you need an estimate, call 615-515-1270 or visit JarrettCompaniesInc.com. That's J-A-R-R-E-T-T CompaniesInc.com. Joe Rexroad in the questions chair today. Joseph, the floor is yours.
You know, last time I did this, it was Allison Reese Stanley Day, so I turned it all into baby questions, including crybaby and sports. I was able to use your incredible life moment to rip on Brady and Jordan, which was amazing.
Very
so thank you
done.
Again to Allison. So sports or non-sports?
Let's go non-sports.
Non-sports. Okay. In honor of the Foo Fighters,
okay,
band I got to see this year at Bonnaroo, releasing one of the best albums they've ever made, and it really is, folks, if you haven't listened to it, a quarter century into their existence. I want a band that had a surprisingly good album way after that band's prime. And just so everybody knows, you know, like the Beatles' last album, Abbey Road's the greatest rock album ever made. That doesn't count. They had a short run of the best music ever. But your answer, a band late in its prime or past its prime that had a surprisingly good album.
A very short run, as it never. I'll let you go first, and I'll think about that one real quick.
So the crazy thing about this is most bands, like just, they just don't, you know, like they have a certain amount of good stuff. And then they like Pink Floyd's, you know, without Roger Waters, all that. It's not very good. I tell you what, my answer is this year, Walk Around the Moon by Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
I think it's one of their best albums in a long time. It's a really, really good album. So it's two bands I love had albums this year, and I don't think I'm being prisoner of the moment. They're actually really good albums, and it's kind of shocking, both of them, this deep into the game. Now you're just supposed to be playing the hits.
I will say, like, it's probably not their best album, but I thought it was pretty good. Metallica came out with the Death Magnetic album in 2008, and I actually enjoy it. It's pretty good for the most part. So I would go Metallica 08, well past their prime, but I enjoyed that album.
Yeah, and I think for me, I'm going to also go to rock as well, just because my dad raised me right, and I listened to this during COVID, actually. They released their album during this time. Actually, AC/DC's Power Up album I thought was pretty fun.
Yeah, baby.
Dude, I used to listen to that working out during COVID down in the basement. Dude, AC/DC rocks. I loved listening to them growing up, and when they released new music, I don't hop all over it necessarily, but whenever they do have something, I just go right after it usually.
See, I love AC/DC. I'm not even familiar with that, which is bad on me. But Robbie, you know, your Beatles take is the most triggering of your takes for me. But anything from Metallica, like after And Justice for All, I'm triggered by that too, because I think it's just bad. I'm sorry.
Have you listened to Death Magnetic in 2008?
I haven't really.
There you
go. I'm speaking from ignorance, just like you and the Beatles. All right, sports. Since backup QB is such a dominant topic for this year's camp, the NFL backup quarterback you swear could have been a great starter with the right opportunity.
Holy
and
I'll, man.
And I'll, by the way, again, I'll say forever, speaking of Tom Brady, I mean, Tom Brady's a great example of someone who, based on his draft profile, draft status, all that stuff, lack of, you know, like astounding physical talent or skills, he easily could have been lost in the shuffle and never had the opportunity he had. I mean, this happens in this league.
You go first. Let me think.
All right. Well, I've got to go with Eric Kramer.
Okay.
You're talking about a guy who, I mean, he's the starting quarterback for the one Lions win since 1957 in the postseason. He was really good filling in for Rodney Pete. They had drafted Andre Ware, so they wanted to get him in there. He was bad. And then, you know, Kramer goes on to he goes from Lions to Bears. There's a great example of an NFC North casualty who I think somewhere else might have been a good starter in this league and been thought of differently now.
Jeez, I'm still struggling. Nick, do you have one?
Not at the moment. There's one that comes to mind, but I don't want to throw him out because he definitely sucked. I don't think it's going to
work. Do it! Who is it?
Well, He played in the SEC. I remember, God, it was forever ago. I thought he was good in college whenever I watched him play on Saturdays. I thought Ryan Mallett for Arkansas, because he got drafted by the Patriots, I think.
I believe it was.
Yeah, and he didn't start very many games, but that was one that I went to immediately when Joe asked the question. It wasn't going to be my first one necessarily, but it was the best one I could think of. I thought he
was
pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
A lot of talent.
Yeah, he was really good at Arkansas, and I liked watching him personally for myself. He was a little underrated. My friends kind of judged me for it, but I'll take it. I think Ryan Mallett is a good one.
I have no idea. I'll come back. I'm going to continue thinking about this. I'll come back to this answer.
Wow. I thought, you know, what about who's the guy who went to Seattle from
Matt
the Packers? Yeah, Flynn, baby.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not my answer.
Yeah, it could have been great. Okay. In honor of college move-in day here at Michigan State, the most horrific moving story of your life.
Oh, man. The most horrific moving story of
and
my life.
If you don't have one, that's fine. But usually everybody has at least one moving story that's just like, oh, God.
Well, I was moving. So a buddy of mine was moving into an apartment in Murfreesboro when we were at MTSU probably 10, 12 years ago, whenever it was. And we were moving his bed piece. So like going around the corner up two flights of stairs, which is always fun. No elevator, two flights of stairs. Trying to do the pivot friend style in there. And that was fun. Jammed my hand up against the brick wall as we were making the turn, and it was like black and blue on two fingers of mine for about 3.5 weeks after that. It was awful. A lot of unsavory words came out of my mouth after that happened. Not good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay,
Nick,
so,
do you have one?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of ones. So I never lived in a dorm, fun fact. I was lucky enough I went to Vol State, so go Nears.
Shout out.
Yeah, so never lived in a dorm. I did have a couple of apartments. I live in one now. But during college, I tended to live on the very top floor of every single place that I was at. Luckily, they were only three levels high. But every single place, moving things in and out of there sucked. I hated moving furniture up and down there. Luckily, they had all the bed frames and the mattresses everywhere that I moved, so that was not part of the process.
Yeah.
But moving chairs or moving a desk or, I mean, even moving, you know, bags of clothing, like my brothers, they're in college now. Like, if they ever pack their clothes, they just throw stuff in garbage bags and move it that way and then wash it later personally. Now, their nice stuff is still on hangers, but I mean, it's just a nuance of moving up and down on the third floor, having my family members involved. And, yeah, I think just all the heavy furniture. I even moved a washer and dryer last summer in the heat of July, so that was not fun whatsoever. It was not mine. It was my girlfriend's. But moving stuff like that outside sucks, and going up to the third floor is not fun whatsoever. So I don't have anything catastrophic necessarily, but moving things on the third flight of the stairs is definitely not fun.
There you go.
So being in this town always brings back so many memories, this town of East Lansing, including a house at 325 Division, which hopefully now is not what it was back in 1994, which is just basically a complete rat trap where a keg party factory where people slept sometimes. But we moved into that in a blazing August day, and it was the same thing. The couch, you know, and I lived in the attic room. Okay.
Okay.
So, but it was kind of a hangout room, and it was big. It was like a, you know, so like big couch goes up there because it's like, you know, the TV, absolutely horrific. But the worst part about it is that the lifting, and I know when it happened that day of, I think it was actually the dresser. I gave myself a hernia, and which required surgery. So yes, I had hernia surgery way back when because of a moving experience.
That's
so,
not good. You take the cake.
No. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Last one. Sports. Since kicker is such a dominant topic for this year's camp, the greatest kicker of all time is.
Ooh. The greatest kicker ever. Honestly. And I know this is probably too much recency bias. I think it's Justin Tucker. I mean, the guy's automatic. So I'm going Justin Tucker.
I can't argue against it. I think when it's all said and done, that's probably going to be the case.
That's yeah.
That's my answer. It's not my answer, but that's probably going to be the case.
I thought about Gary Anderson because, I mean, come on, the one bar in front, Titans legend, Gary Anderson. But I'll go Justin Tucker.
I'm going to go Stephen Gostkowski. He was fun to watch when I was growing up just to be different. I don't disagree that Justin Tucker is probably the greatest kicker alive currently. And also, too, my other one would have been Mason Crosby because I remember his popular commercial when he used to kick the field goal or try to kick a football at the Tower Bell, I think. Yeah. So that was something that stood out to me growing up. And I thought he was a baller. I thought he was really good. He stepped up in really big situations. And Stephen Gostkowski also was just a reliable kicker for the Patriots. And, you know, another, I think, honorable mention as well for me that kind of ruined games was Adam Vinatieri. He was fun to watch,
too. He's pretty good. He's on the list.
The answer is Morton Anderson, guys. My goodness.
Give me Gary.
25 seasons of excellence, retired, I think, all-time leading scorer, six-time All-Pro. Not saying this just because he's a Michigan Stater. it's not his fault that he was on the freaking Saints and Falcons, you know? I mean, like some of those guys you mentioned, look, you get an opportunity to kick in the biggest games, you make those kicks. I get it, but, I mean, Morton Anderson was automatic for a quarter century. So, but I do agree that Justin Tucker – right now, like he is, well, he's headed for Canton, and Morton Anderson, by the way, is in Canton.
He is,
but Justin Tucker's headed there, and probably when it's all said and done, it's going to be tough for someone to top him.
I mean, Gary Anderson at like 44 years old, is hanging out in a river all week long, and then decides to go kick for the Titans on Sundays. Pretty sweet. Not very many people would do that.
No, Gary, I'm glad you mentioned him, and also one of my favorites of all time is Rolf Panerska. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Yes, thank you. Shout out to James Wilhoit, great Tennessee kicker, Hendersonville Commandos legend.
Rolf Panerska kicked a lot of extra points after a lot of Dan Fouts touchdown passes.
I'm still trying to think of a backup quarterback. Like for some reason, like David Garrard's coming to mind. Billy Volek. We've had like five people texting about Billy Volek on the text.
Volek's not a bad man. That guy. I mean,
we saw him start
run
a few
work.
Times.
Yeah,
a little loose
that's
with the ball.
Thing. But it's kind of like if you were in a better situation, could it have worked out for you? You know, I mean, that's the guy. I think Volek's kind of a good one.
Okay. I'll go Volek. That's my answer.
There you go.
I love me some Billy Volek. This has been The Choice Is Yours here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Jarrett Companies, above and beyond industry standards. If you need an estimate, call 615-515-1270, JarrettCompaniesInc.com. It's JarrettCompaniesInc.com. They got you covered on all your site work, fire protection, paving, and concrete needs. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans and discuss Will Levis's mayonnaise endorsement that generated a lot of attention yesterday. Joe Rexroad, very excited for this conversation. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.